Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate being associated with the NFL Draft Bible on Sports Illustrated, bringing you these updated podcasts. And we like to say we're bringing you tomorrow's NFL stars today here on the C2P platform. And today's guest hails from Oregon. He's a standout Duck, and you might remember his last game. He was defensive MVP as the Ducks came from behind to beat the Wisconsin Badgers in the Rose Bowl. And he had a phenomenal game, and that's none other than Brady Breeze. He was down at College Gridiron Showcase, and he's live now. Brady, we appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule. How's everything going right now?
It's been going really good, man. I've been down training in Phoenix, Arizona, Exos, past couple of months. So that's been, you know, really good and a really good experience for me.
So training at a top-notch facility like that, I got to ask you. So the first time you arrived down there, till today, how many times do you look in the mirror and see the body transformation?
Man, it's an everyday thing. It's pretty crazy. When I showed up, I think I was about 10% body fat, and I think I'm down to almost 6 or 5% body fat right now, which is just pretty crazy.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Like I said, those type of facilities, especially Exos, I mean, they just do a terrific job of getting you guys ready for that peak performance. Pro days, obviously, it would be the combine under circumstances, but pro days are going to be the best option for you. So about three weeks ago, you're down at the College Gridiron Showcase. Great opportunity for you to kind of let these scouts know who you were. I think over 100 NFL scouts on hand. What was it like just being able to sit with these guys and letting them know who you are? You know, kind of like the first meeting for most of you guys, but just that sit down and letting them know, hey, I'm Brady Breeze, and this is what I bring to the table.
Yeah, man, it was really cool. I just got to build, you know, good relationships with some scouts and stuff, and just kind of, you know, put my name out there. I felt like, you know, a lot of them had a lot of questions for me, and they wanted to know, you know, why I opted out and why I did, you know, things I did, and, you know, what my experience has been recently. So it was really cool to be able to be down there and interact with some NFL guys and answer a lot of questions they had and, you know, build some good relationships.
And for you, I mean, I love the way you play. I think anyone who loves the game of football, if they're going to watch you perform, I mean, you just get after it. I mean, I don't mean reckless in a bad way, but I mean, you just give it all out there. I mean, there's, you know, take no prisoners. I mean, I just love watching you do what you do. I mean, have you always had that tenacity from a young age? Were you that guy always just kind of getting after it, really sticking guys?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's just kind of been, you know, part of my game and the way I've been playing, you know, ever since I was a kid. My dad always told me, I always call it his famous quote because he always says it all the time. He always said, play with passion. And I don't know, I just kind of took that to heart, and I felt like, you know what, God's been, you know, he's given me this really good opportunity to be able to play the game of football. And so I felt like, you know, if I have this opportunity, I might as well give it all I got, you know, whether it's training or practice or especially games, you know, like, got to go 100% just because there's a lot of people that would love to be in the shoes that I'm in and be able to have the experiences I've had. So, but yeah, you know, that's definitely a part of my game, being physical and just having fun, but making sure to leave everything out there on the field too.
Definitely. And I mean, the last game you played, you were Rose Bowl defensive MVP. So, I mean, that calling card, all those NFL teams want to watch your final film. You got a fantastic reel to show those guys. Did any of those guys mention that down at the Gridiron Showcase watching that final game?
Oh yeah, it was pretty cool. A lot of them, you know, were asking me specific questions about certain plays and stuff, and I mean, I wasn't sure if all the scouts had watched it or anything, but to hear a lot of scouts really pretty much kind of say, hey, I watched your film, you know, I remember this play, I watched this and that, I know this technique that you do, like, it was pretty crazy for me just to kind of hear, you know, all the details they knew about the way I play and just kind of the games that I've played in and stuff. So I don't know, that was a really humbling experience for me.
That's excellent. Once again, Brady Breezy, standout from Oregon, here on the C2P talking a little NFL draft. If you miss any of those shows in their entirety, you know they're free and available at Apple Music, iTunes, and Blog Talk Radio. Once again, Brady Breezy, standout here joining us. We ask all the guys that come on the program, this is your show, and really there's not much scouts don't know about you, but in your own words, I mean, what do you think your hallmark home run type abilities are? What do you think they're going to love when they do pop on that tape?
Yeah, I feel like my favorite part of my game is just, I don't know, kind of what you talked about, just my passion and my effort for the game. I'm a guy that I've always taken it to heart. I'm going to play every single special teams that they possibly will let me play. And I'm going to play every down of defense that they'll let me play too. You know, I'm a guy that I want to be on the field as much as I can so I can make, you know, the biggest amount of impact on the game that I possibly can. When I'm on there on special teams, I'm running down there trying to be the first guy down on kickoff, trying to make the biggest hit. Or, you know, if I'm on defense, I'm trying to be the guy that's able to come in the box, play the post, play deep man, come in the box and play, you know, really good tackling safety, almost like a linebacker as well. But, you know, I'm still able to cover guys and stuff. But I don't know. I just kind of take special teams to heart and just my physicality and my effort for the game as well, too.
Yeah, and if you're out there listening, folks, he was also Pac-12 All-Conference first-team special team. So not only is he an iconic piece to that Duck defense, he was also the ace on special teams. And we all know that is the, you know, that's the first thing as a rookie in the NFL. If, you know, you're going to be committed to special teams. I don't think any coach is going to have to question that, Brady. For you, what goes unnoticed? Anything that these teams need to know about? I mean, you could be a weight room warrior, team captain, film junkie. Maybe the defense you ran didn't allow you to do other things. I mean, what do these guys need to know about that might not show up on film?
I feel like they need to know that I can cover guys too. I feel like, you know, a lot of scouts or just people in general have questions about, you know, my coverage skills, my man-to-man coverage and this and that and all my techniques and stuff. But I want people to know that I can cover people and I can come down and cover tight ends and cover slots and stuff like that. And I can run with people. I'm not a guy that's just your typical guy that's just slow coming in the box at safety. I'm a guy that I've always been able to, you know, have speed when I'm running down on kickoff, and I've always been able to have speed when I'm covering tight ends or receivers and stuff like that. And I don't know, I want to show those questions and, you know, get those boxes marked, you know, on my combine and my pro day that we're doing at Exos in Oregon. So I want to make sure to, I don't know, answer those questions that a lot of people have about me.
And isn't it funny, you know, if you have 15 tackles, you're an in-the-box safety. If you have a couple of interceptions, you're not a tackler. I mean, you know, they're always picking apart what you do. It's kind of like a tight end. You're either blocking tight end or receiving tight end. It's kind of, you know, if you do something too well, you kind of get labeled as a one-trick pony. Then you got to prove, you know, and you're not the first guy that comes on the show that, you got to show different things because they see this, they don't see that. But it's part of the process.
Yeah.
When you arrived at Exos, I mean, besides getting bigger, stronger, faster, I mean, in terms of just drills and like, do you get kind of trained in terms of, you know, that type of stuff, you know, covering routes and things of that nature?
Yeah, so we don't really do one-on-ones right now. Like, we're not really allowed to do it because they don't want guys going too crazy and hurting themselves, you know, doing one-on-ones. But we do have, like, position work. We work with a safety coach right now that coached at the Arizona Cardinals for a couple of years. So it's been really cool doing a lot of position work with him, doing backpedaling and all these type of techniques that I've learned before, but it's nice to really learn it in really good detail and stuff from this coach. So it's been really good.
Oh, that's excellent. And I want to do it, but being at Exos, I mean, from the time you left the Ducks till now, I mean, how much do you think you've actually learned in terms of working with that coach and just being in that environment every day since October?
Oh man. I mean, I could fill out playbooks and playbooks of notes, you know, that I've been able to just kind of memorize in my head and stuff. I mean, there's so many things that I've been learning. But also one thing that I've really learned being at Exos is just trying to be flexible more, you know, more stretching, more yoga, more stuff like that. Because in college, you know, you're just told to just lift and just get all like big and strong and stuff. But they don't tell you to actually be flexible and actually work on, I don't know, just working on your flexibility and getting your muscles loose so that you can prevent injuries, so that you can move faster and also be able to put on more weight, but like have it be like good weight, not just eating a bunch of food and lifting a bunch of weights where you're not flexible and you're not fast, you know? So I feel like I've learned a lot of things that don't just involve football. It involves, you know, your nutrition and all these really cool things that I didn't really understand going into, you know, EXO. So it's been really good.
That's interesting. That's kind of fun to hear something just a little bit different than, like you said, just the typical lift weights and, you know, get stronger. But there's so many other things, intricate things that when you get to this next level that are very critical. We're almost out of time, Brady. And again, we appreciate you sharing your day with us because we know you're busy. You got a lot of going, but we always like to end the shows. We call it three and out, just a few lighthearted off the wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Now, sometimes schools have a ton of them. Sometimes they have none of them. We're talking nicknames. Could be you or a teammate who had one of the more bizarre nicknames in that Duck locker room.
We had this guy, my roommate, actually, Bryson Young was his name, but everyone called him Blackhawk. And so his nickname came on our very first day when I was a freshman. We all showed up, and we had just had our very first team meeting. They put the entire team's emails up on the big screen in the team meeting room. And everyone was just kind of reading each other's emails to see what people's emails were and stuff. And his email was blackhawksomething@gmail.com. So everyone started laughing because he's just this big, huge, strong dude. And I don't know, his nickname has stuck ever since. You know, nobody called him Blackhawk before that. But once everyone saw his email, everyone just called him Blackhawk ever since. And that's kind of been his name. Some of the coaches didn't even know his name because everyone just knew him as Blackhawk. So I just thought that was kind of funny.
You know, sometimes when we do the All-Star games and we're collecting information, emails are – sometimes the emails are you do get some wild emails, and sometimes when the kids give them to you, I think they even giggle and chuckle because it's, you know, it's like, you know, big bad man 106 at Yahoo or something crazy. And you're like, yeah, well, where did you get that particular thing went? How about your head coach, Chris Ball? I mean, does anybody do a great impersonation of him, or would they do it in front of him?
Oh man, I've got to say either Brady Aiello or Herbert has a good impression of him too, or Shane Lemieux. All three of those guys can do a great Mario Cristobal impersonation. Just kind of how he's all, you know, I don't know. He walks around all intense. But then once you get him off the field, he's like this good-go-lucky guy, super happy guy. But when he's on the field, he's super intense, super excited, you know. So they do a really good impression. It's pretty funny.
Love it. And then the final one for you, the draft will be here very soon. We know that's right around the corner. That weekend, I'm sure you're going to be with family and friends waiting to hear your name to come off the board. But with that said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next journey?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I don't know. Maybe I might have to have my dad cook up some steaks. He's a pretty good cook. I don't know. He gets on the barbecue, cooks some steaks, or maybe some salmon. That's kind of his go-to. So, yeah, I might have to have him cook some of those up at the end of April and beginning of May.
There you go. Well, to tell Mr. Breeze to get that thing, get the fire stoked on the grill and get those going, because I think a big journey is ahead of you, man. You fabulous career. You make college football fun. Put it that way, Brady. The way you play, and like you said, your dad said, play with passion. There was evident that you did that. But we'd like to say, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and just appreciate you joining us here on the show tonight.
Yes, sir. Hey, thank you so much for reaching out to me and making this all happen. This is really cool. I'm excited.
Awesome, man. Thank you. We appreciate it. Once again, that is Brady Breeze. And again, if you've been able to watch 25 do his thing with the Ducks, you're just going to love the way this kid plays. And I'm sure NFL teams, they relish in the idea of having this kid on their roster as well. So if you want more of Brady Breeze, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to talk and listen to this fantastic podcast with this Brady Breeze, Oregon Duck. Really, really good show.
This has been a C2P exclusive.